Kuvcha Vovn Veis. Mefanin. Mishnah. Mefanin afilu abo v'chomeish kupois shel tevin v'shel tfuo mefnei orchi. This is the shayla of tircha of doing extra work on Shabbos. So mefanin means you want to empty out, clear out a mokum. You have this room that's full of barrels. And now you want to clear out this room, take all the barrels out of the room, kedei to put orchim in there. You have guests, and you don't have enough room in your regular dining room table, so you want to use now the next room, and that room has full of barrels in there. Is mefanin, you're allowed to empty out on Shabbos al tircha, the shaler is. Afilu abol v'chomish kupas, even four or five barrels, you could take out of the room. Shel tevin, even though it's full of tevin inside straw, v'shel tfua, stam wheat, v'fnei yorchim, v'fnei bito beis ha-medrash. These are the two reasons it's mutter for. First, it has to be a tzorch mitzvah. Orchim, the mitzvah is achnosas orchim. You have orchim coming into your house and you don't have enough room for them. So you're allowed to empty out the next room on Shabbos. V'fnei bito beis ha-medrash. You want to give a shir, or people are coming to learn, and there's no room to learn on this table. So you're allowed to empty out the next room to make room to be able to learn. But you can't empty out the oitzer, the storehouse, the warehouse, all together you can't do. So we'll see in the Gemara exactly what the Easter is. Does it mean you can't start emptying out an oitzer? An oitzer means a mokum where you're storing, your storage place. Or else it means you can't finish it. We'll see in the Gemara. You need place for the orchim to sit by the suda. You want to give a drosha, there's no room for that talmidim to listen. The shalu is al tircha. The posture tircha is only yosim mid rabbanim. There's an chant. The rabbanim chumash is mashmas kas diraisa. The pasuk says you should be shavas on Shabbos. So Ramban learns the mitzvahs esse shvisa Shabbos goes on not to do tircha yisayru. To do a lot of work is mashmas for the rabbanim could even be nisa diraisa. The posture when the Gemara says the washing of tircha too much work, that's always yosim mid rabbanim. It's not that much work, but a little bit work, even though it's hetadika work, but mishum tircha mid rabbanim you shouldn't do it. What the Easter is to empty out the warehouse, what the Easter is. Right, the Mefanin Truma Torah. What now the shalu is, you have tfuah, you have food in the barrels. You have to make sure now the barrels are not muksa. So what's in the barrels that you want to empty out? Mefanin Truma Torah. Even though in the barrels is Truma, still you're allowed to empty it out. It's not muksa Truma. Because I call upon a Makain, it's allowed to eat Truma. Truma Torah. Udumai. Who are the Dumai? Dumai means you buy tfuah from an Amoritz. And we have a suffix if they took off maestros or not. And the din is before you read it, you're supposed to take off trumas and supposed to take off maestros. Here the chiddush is even if you didn't take off maestros before Shabbos, still it's not called muksa. We'll see in the Gemara why. Demai also have a barrel full of demai. You can empty it out from your room. O maestros rishon shenitla trumasai. If you have maestros rishon, you gave the kain that the kain took off the trumas maestros. So chorp shit, it's mutafit. Who did Maisa Shani the Hegdish and Iftu? Even if in the barrels is Maisa Shani or else regular Hegdish, but you appointed them. Once you appointed a Maisa Shani, you can eat it wherever you want. So also the Gemara is going to ask the Kasha Pshita. You're allowed to eat this Tvua. Savad, it's not Muksa. Savad, you're allowed to carry out the barrels out of the room. Fihar Turmis Hayovish. Turmis is a type of a vegetable or a fruit. That's only if it's dried out. If it's dried out, then it's edible. Mashpir, if it's lach, if it's still wet and ripe, then it's a very bitter fruit, that's not edible the way it is, then it'll be muksa. But if it's yavish, dried out already, then it's edible, then it's not muksa. Mifnei shu, maichul ozim. The gears we have, the gears are la'aniyim. It's the maichul that aniyim, the poor people, eat this. So therefore, koparim is called an oichul. Avolo yes a tevel. But if you have a barrel full of tevel, since it's also tea tevel on Shabbos, it's called muksa. If it's muksa, you have no heta to move out the barrels from the room. If you have maiserishin that the Levi did not take off trumas maiser yet, so the Levi is not allowed to eat it. It's like an issa tevel on this maiser. So also, it's like muksa. You're not allowed to touch this tfuah on Shabbos, so you can't take out the barrels. If you weren't poydrich yet, and the Chur is talking about you're not in Yerushalayim, or else hegdish tamuzo, you can't eat it. So since you can't eat this tfuah now, it's like it's muksa. You can't touch them on Shabbos. V'lo yes haluf. You can't touch luf either. Luf, Rashi says, is luf min kidney, type of a bean. She'enu roye chai afilu behema. When it's raw, the way it is now on Shabbos, even a behema can't eat it. So it's not even called maichel behema. It's not roye, it's eat raw. You can only eat it cooked, and on Shabbos you can't cook it. So it's muksa on Shabbos. V'lo yes haluf. V'lo yes hachardu. Hu adin mustard seed, also is muksa on Shabbos. You have Shimon ben Gamliel mate b'luf. Heels, no heel with this type of a bean. This luf, it's mutter. Why? Because people give it to the birds. An urv of a raven will eat it. So since the ravens will eat it, it's called a meichel behema. We'll see in the Gemara what the machlokes is between the Tanakam and the Shimon ben Gamliel. L'chur, it's totally, if you have these birds, you don't have the birds. If you have Orvim, so l'chur, it's a meichel behema, so shum b'leib muksa, like you had das before Shabbos to use it to feed it to your birds. And if you don't have birds, so shum b'leib muksa. So we'll see in the Gemara what the machlokes is. Chavile kash, you have a bundle full of straw. V'chavile etzim, or a bundle full of wood. Etzim, v'chavile zardim. Zardim, Rashi says, is min kanim, the type of reeds, like bamboo, reeds, hain, she mezardin kishem rakim b'yechlim oisim. You chop it down, mezardin, like rub it down, and it's very soft, brittle, and you could eat it. It's type of a reed that's edible. So zardin is awesome. It's im heskino l'maycha b'hema, metalt l'noisim. As you have bundles of the straw and bundles of eitzim and bundles of zardim, so if before Shabbos you were masking your hiskinu, means you had das, you prepared it to feed your animal with this, so it's not muksa. As you're allowed to feed your animals on Shabbos, so male it's called a davra mukhin, is matalt lenoisai. V'yimlave matalt lenoisai. But if you didn't have das to use this chavile kash or chavile eitzim for your animals, so it by itself is muksa. Stam is like straw is muksa on Shabbos. Stam eitzim is muksa on Shabbos. Since it's muksa, you can't touch it on Shabbos. So kitzur, the heter of the Mishnah is that mishum orchim and mishum bittel beis hamedrash, you have a heter to matriach yourself on Shabbos to clean out the room. So to Gemara, hashdich chomesh mefanin. The Mishnah says, am mefanin afilu abo v'chomesh. You can clean out of the room even four or five barrels. So the question is, why does the Mishnah say four? Madach hashdich hamish mefanin. Madach, you're allowed to clean out five. Arbo mi boy. Avad you could do four. Like Madach could do a bigger tirch of five. Avad of four is mutter. Why does the Mishnah say a lashon of abo v'chamisha? What's the abo doing? Amar Rav Chizda means like this. Arbo mechomish. It means four out of five. Trashi abo mechomish. Imlehoyisham ela kishir hey kupois. If in this room you only had five bundles or five barrels, lo yifane ela dalv mehem. You're only allowed to empty out four of the five. Sha'asa ligmar esoitzer. Because you're not allowed to empty out the room completely. Why? We'll see in the Gemara later. Dilma chazi gumois. Maybe you'll find holes on the floor. Bekarkisoi umeshav yelahu. And while you're moving the barrels or while you're moving out, like up until now it was a warehouse. So you don't care if there are holes there or not. But now you want to empty it out. And you want to use it for a beis medrash or for orchim. We're afraid if you empty it out completely, you start to smooth out the floor also. So you're not allowed to empty it out completely. So if you had five barrels there, you can only take out four. And Ika the army, some say Lashon is like this. It depends. Arba miyetza katan. It's not the same thing. If you had a small warehouse with a small amount of barrels, then you can only take out four. V'chomesh miyetza gadol. If you have a lot of barrels there, then they're amount to you five. Trash miyetza gadol. V'yemyesh harbei ein mefanen ela chomesh. V'chashinu l'tircha. That's the pshat. That even if you have 10 or 20 barrels, you're not allowed to take out more than five. Five is the most. Because more than five is too much tircha, then we're not even matyil mishum devar mitzvah. Not even matyil mishum orchim and mishum bitul besamedrish. That's what this man the Yom holds. We'll soon see if he passes like this or not. So the Mara yets, ma yavaloye soitzer. What does the Mishnah mean though, avaloye soitzer? You can't touch the warehouse. But we're talking about cleaning out the warehouse. Why not? And the Gemara, it means, shalayaschel biyetzer tchila. It means that if you have a complete warehouse, that you didn't take out one barrel yet, you didn't start to use the warehouse, then you can't touch this warehouse at all. So the pshat is, umani Reb Yehudi, yisle muksa. What's the yisle? The svar is obliged muksa, Reb Yehudi shita. What's the warehouse? A warehouse means you had 20 barrels of wine that you don't need right now. So you put it away in the warehouse to stay there, not to use, until eventually come a time when you need it. So kol zaman, you didn't start using it yet, it's like muksa. You put it aside to stay for a warehouse to store it, but not to use it now. So leave with Reb Yehuda, that's muksa. So the Chori want to say, our Mishnah goes according to Reb Yehuda. Avaloye soitza means you can't start using, cleaning out a warehouse that you didn't start to take the barrels out yet. Because kol zaman, you didn't start to use it, the barrels blab muksa. So if it's muksa, there's no heta to move it. So the Maramani Reb Yehuda, the Yisle muksa. That's one shot. So Rashi, if you didn't start to use the barrels from this warehouse yet, far either for you to eat it or to feed your animals, it's my muksa. him came heavily muksu, maslisim Yehudi. Al mishtatei goes according to Yehuda. According to Yehuda, it lies muksu. It's not muksu. That's one shot. Then this wouldn't be lalacha. Lalacha we hold like Reb Shimon. If Shimon knows ain't muksu in a case like this, because here it wasn't really dachi bedayim, like you didn't do anything wrong to the tefuah, you're just storing it. But really, the tefuah itself is edible. So we have halacha, kol zman is edible, it's not muksa. Or Shmuel Lama, Shmuel says not a pshat in the Mishnah. This will pass like this, because we hold like Reb Shimon. Shmuel Lama, nein. Arba v'chomesh k'diyama yinshi. A table that says 4 or 5, that's the way people talk. V'iboy yafilu tuv. He thinks that it says no. If you want, you can even take out more than 5, more than 6, as much as you want. Trashik k'diyama yinshi. Cheshbon koten tchilo. V'yim itztarach liyaysa yifne. Yaysa. Shmuel holds is not bedik the lashon 4 and 5. That's the way people talk. If I want to clean out, I clean out 4 or 5. No, what didn't he mean 6, 7? Kitz, as much room as you need. You're allowed to clean out the barrels to use for your orchim or use for the base medrash. That's what we pass like this. Afilu tuva nami b'fanim. What does it mean lo yesoitzer? It means shelo yigma kuloi. It means you should not end off the whole thing. Because if there are 20 barrels there, you can only take out 19. But the last one you can't take out. What's the hezbo? Why not? We're afraid if you empty out the whole warehouse, you'll come to clean, to smooth off the holes in the ground. And the mile of the grounds then were made out of dirt, with dirt floor. And if you smooth out the floor, you're over near the binyan. So it's also to do it on Shabbos and Medik Zeri, you can't clean out the oitzer together. Altogether. But let's say you have mamash all 20 barrels there and you didn't start to use any of them yet. The locher is maschilin. You are allowed to start to empty out the oitzer on Shabbos. Why? Umani Reb Shimon he. Because our Mishnah goes aloch according to Reb Shimon. The less lay muksa. In a case like this, that the barrels, let's say the wine or figs, the barrels are royal to use. It's good wine. No, you put it away in the storehouse. You don't have to use it now. You use it in 2 months from now. According to Reb Shimon, it's not called muksa. Because since the oichel itself is royal teeth, that's not enough to make a muksa. Reb Shimon only holds for muksa by gregrus or tzmukim. Gregrus or tzmukim means if you have dates that you want to dry out to make them into raisins. So you put them on top of your roof. So when you put your matchab yadayim, you put them on top of the roof, and there they start to dry out. And the svar is that while they're drying out, that loichozi leklum, they're not edible then. So since there's a big dichi yadayim like that, that makes a muksa. Like then you have no das to use it at all. Because the maisa, when the raisins are drying out, it's not edible. But here, the barrels, they're edible all along. You could eat them. Just you put them away now to store them for another 2 months. So it doesn't become muksa according to Reb Shimon. So halacha is, if you want to start cleaning out the yitzer on Shabbos, you're allowed to. Even though you didn't start using the barrels yet, the barrels are not muksa. What does it mean, the Mishnah Abloyes Yitzer? It means you can't finish it. You can't take out all the barrels from the room on Shabbos. Because then there's the gzer, you come to smooth out the floor. But you can't start taking the barrels out on Yitzhak at the beginning. But you're allowed to make like a room to walk through, like a pass. You can make a pass through the barrels to come in and to go out. How you say you're allowed to make a pass? Posh means you're allowed to empty out the barrels to make the pass. I go amrit ain't maschilin. I just got finished saying no, ain't maschilin. So who you can't start the chur this will be right goes according to Reb Yehuda. I mean according to Reb Yehuda Shita that holds that there's an issa muksa if you just put barrels into a storeroom. So on Shabbos now, if you didn't use the storeroom from before Shabbos, all the barrels are muksa. So according to Reb Yehuda, you're not allowed to start emptying them out. For the Gemara, if you can't start because the muksa, so how could you make a path to go through the room? Teretz hachikoma oisa boy shvil beraglov. There's no real head to touch the barrels to move them. They're muksa. Though with your feet, though, you can push them aside, though, to make room for you to go through. The drashe beragloi means mefane beraglov. With your foot, you're allowed to push the barrels on the side. Lekan lekan derech lechosoi. The way you're walking, the heavy tiltel. That's not called a tiltel. This the chur is lemaisa. As once my God, Allah, it's like this. Come out that muksa. You're allowed to move with your foot. There's only an issa muksa to touch it with your hands. Muksa you can't move around b'yadayim. But doch for the gufa, to move it with the rest of your body, with your elbow, with your feet, al pipashin, it's muta. That's where the Mishnah Brewer passed him. There are some Achrayim that want to be Matchen and say, no, it's also Osir. It's only Osir, but certainly it's a big Tzarech. Oh, we'll see in the Gemara. But if you push the Mishnah Passover like that any time you're not touching the Muksa with your hand, you're just moving either with your foot or with your elbow, you could be mekel to move the Muksa. So, of course, that's the Gemara here also. That even though these barrels are Muksa, according to Rabbi Yehuda, because you didn't start using the Oitzah yet, so these barrels were set aside like not to be used for the Shabbos, still you're allowed to move it with your foot to make a path to go through. Tana Rabbonin. Tfua, Tzvura. If you have a Tfua, a bunch of wheat, that Tzvura is bundled together. Is this man, Shehischo Bo Mier Shabbos? If you started to use this Tfua from before Shabbos, you started to use from this wheat, of a Zoy Mutil is Tapik Menu B'Shabbos. Then you're allowed to use it on Shabbos also. Because it's Amuksa, Trashi, Tfua, Tzvura. Mucha Milsa, the Huxel Yetzer. Which means a whole big bunch, a bunch like a silon full of wheat. So stamazoy, it's like set aside not to use for the Shabbos. It's like for nitzah to store it. But if you start to use it before Shabbos, the stop it Rashi la'achil b'hemtoy. You start to give this tfua to your behemam. Damus is not muksur anymore because this man sheitzchah b'mir Shabbos is mutal estapik b'menu b'Shabbos because it's not muksur anymore. Since you started to use it on Friday, now you have that to use this tfua to give your behemam. So that you'll have to feed him on Shabbos also. V'yim lab, or if you didn't start using it on Friday, habizai osel estapik b'menu b'Shabbos. Divi Reb Shimon. Hazai help Reb Shimon. So this is going to be a big kasha. We know Reb Shimon, we just got finished saying, holds ain't muksa in a case like this. According to Reb Shimon, there shouldn't be muksa. There's only Reb Yehuda Shita. Reb Yehuda holds such a muksa like this, that even though the chayfet is roi teeth, but since you're maksa b'daitoi, like you put it away to store it, not to use it, maksa b'daitoi is enough to make it into muksa. So the Gemara's going to ask kasha soon. But so far we're saying, divi Reb Shimon. Reb Shimon holds, it's also here. Reb Acha mat, and Reb Acha is mat. For the Gemara, kalpalai, just the opposite it should be. Strashi, kalpalai means kineged, just the opposite. Heichin poinadova, how are you changing things? Hazel. Homel hepet, you're saying the opposite way. Reb Shimon, mata muksa b'chol mokum. Vakano machner, how could that be? All of we know it's the machlekes Reb Shimon and Reb Yehuda, that Reb Shimon is mekel and hilchos muksa. In Avad Reb Shimon is moidi, there are certain cases that muksa. But in the regular case that you just set it aside not to use it, b'daitoi, Reb Shimon knows that's not called muksa. So Reb Shimon is matir all over. So how come here you're saying Reb Shimon is machmir? And the Gemara Nechnami, Ela Eima Yetzla Dis, Diver Reb Acha, the one that says it's also to start using this Tfuah Metzilu on Shabbos is Reb Acha. He holds this smokes, he holds like the Yehudi Shita. Reb Shimon matir, but Laloch, we pass like Reb Shimon about with smutir. His Kozman, the Tfuah is edible. Any type of food that's edible, even though you have it set aside in a store warehouse, if you have it in the store, somebody has a store, and he has his cheese you have, or whatever, fish in the store. And it comes Shabbos, and it comes for Shal Shiddush, you have no more food left in your house. So if you have the keys to the store, and there's no Shalom Vaitzor, it's in your house, you're allowed to go down to the store and take out the fish to eat it. Even though the Chur, the fish before Shabbos, like was set aside not to use for Shabbos. Like the mal, the food in the store, it's not even to sell, and you don't sell on Shabbos. Still, it's not muksa. But about the fish itself is edible, the food is edible, even though you didn't have that before Shabbos to use it. Now, according to Reb Shimon, that's not muksa. Like here, you had something set aside in the base oitzer, you had it in the storehouse, so what? Now, if you want to use it on Shabbos, you're allowed to start using it on Shabbos. Since the food is edible, it's not muksa, according to Reb Shimon. So, the Mara, Tana, Kama Shia Tzvura. How much do you have to like pile up the Tzvura to give it a shame at Chila? It's not aimed for you to use it. It's aimed to set aside to be like a warehouse. It's according to Yehuda Sheet that holds it is Muksa. How much Tzvura has to be in a pile like the Megaladas not to use it? Is Lesach. The Shear is a Lesach. So Trashi, Avo Botsum Yochil Avoitsu. If you have less than a Lesach full of Tzvura, then even according to Yehuda, it's not Muksa. That's not called an Oitsu. It's not called you're storing it. It's called you're going to use it. What's a lesser satrashi of chatzi kur who tests for soin? It's 15 soin. Voy menei Rav Nechumi bar Zecharya meyabaya shir tfua tzvura bekama. Write the same shayla. How much tfua do you have to have stacked up to give it a shem muksa? As if now it's an oitzer, you're not going to use it anymore. It's set aside for an oitzer. Or Malay, he answered him. Harayamru shir tfua tzvura lesser. We said the shear is a lesser. That's 15 soin. That's the shear that's called set aside not to use it. You're going to use it now as a warehouse. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, it's muksa. But Allah, according to Rabbi Shimon, it's muta. Iboy Elihu. Hani abo v'chomish kupis tekomar. That the Mishnah says, you're allowed to empty out four or five. Now really we had, it's machlekes what the Mishnah means four or five. But the first man, the yama, was bedi. from a small light you can take out four, and from a big light you can take out five, but not more. And according to Shmuel, we said he holds no. He holds you're allowed to take out as many as you want. Four and five really is lav dafka. Just means as much as there is you can take out, just the last one you have to leave there. You can't empty out the oitzer altogether. But according to both of them, there's a new shayla now. You have four or five barrels, let's say full of figs, or full of wine. Now you want to empty out the barrels. So you vadafka have to pick up this whole big barrel the way it is, even though it's nice and heavy. But it's a matter of taking it out in one shot, that you don't have to carry so much. Or else, no, if you want, you could take 100 small barrels and empty out these four or five barrels into 100 small barrels and carry out the small barrels. What do you gain that way? That each barrel you're carrying out doesn't weigh so much. You like not to schwitz so much. It's not such a big tircha to do. So are you allowed to do that or not? That's the shayla. Hani yabol v'chamish kupis to kamar. V'yabol v'chamish kupis in. You're only allowed to take out the four and five the way they are stacked to the top. Of a tfei loy. You're not allowed to start emptying out these into smaller quantities and take out little by little. I'll note that this the swear would be lemute belucha yodif. It's always better the less walking you have to do. So if you take out one big barrel, it's just one trip to take it outside. Whereas you make it into five or six small barrels, you have to do five or six trips. So one swear is lemute belucha yodif. It's always better to do less walking on Shabbos. That's the swear. We'll see. We passed it like this. That's the swear we had before also. So Shiloh, when you have a puddle of water in front of you, when you're walking through the Shasarabim, the question was, are you allowed to jump over the puddle, or else are you supposed to walk all the way around it? And the lacha there was, you're allowed to jump over the puddle, because mamayit pelucha is always odd. It's always better to do less walking than matrich yourself to walk more, even though there's a svara not to jump, because you're not supposed to jump stamazon and Shabbos. But there it's called a tzarech, you're allowed to jump, because it's kedai to take a shortcut, that you're not to have to walk all the way along. That's the svara also. It's kedai to take out the five big barrels here. Habi you doing a short hiluch. Oidilma, there's a shayla, maybe no, maybe the other way is better. Oidilma, lemute masoi odif. It's better to carry less. So even, hey, you have a big 100-pound barrel full of wine, it's kedai to put these 100 pounds into 10 pounders, and each one weighs less. It's easy to carry out. And even though you have to make a letter hilucha, that's the shayla. What's odif? It's mamayit beilucha or mamayit bemasoi? The less carrying, the less weight. Toshima, the Tony Chodo, Mefanin Afilu Abo v'Chomish Kupois Shokade Shemen v'Shokade Yain. Even though it's pictures full of Shemen, full of Yain, V'Tan Yiduch V'Yaseh u'v'Chamesh Asara. Either 10 or 15. That's the money you can take out. Is a Chur My Lab or Kemiflugi? My Lab. What's the Have Minyanim? It's a Machlekes. One is Mashma only 4 and 5. And one is mashma, no, even 10 or 15. So what's the machlokes here? My labokim iflugi. The masav muti beluchi yodif. First one, the Yomah says, what does it mean 4 and 5? It means if you have 4 and 5 barrels there, you'd dafka have to take them out the way they are, the 4 and 5, and walk less. Rather than making them into 15 barrels, you'll have to walk more. That's the first one, the Yomah. Umasav, the second score is no. It should be lemute maybe. Mutei b'maso yodif. It's better to have less weight. So Mela put it into 15 small barrels, and you carry out each one as less weight. That's all. That's the machlekes. So the Marloi, that's not murcha. That's not the machlekes here. The Akula Yalmal tell you miyute belucha yodim. Everybody holds like the first svara. It's always better to do less walking on Shabbos, even though you have to carry out one shot a big barrel. But it's kedar to carry the one shot a big barrel and to do less walking. Obazoi, what's this machlekes if you only do 4 or 5 or 10 or 15? Or misarvitz not the Gemara. B'yeser u'v'chamesh asari akupas koi is going on. The kupas is going on akadin koi. It's going on the kadin. It's going in. How many pitches you put into the barrel? That's the shaylam. V'loy kasha hode mishtakli chad chad the kupa. The first case is talking about you have five big pitches. Now only one pitcher fits into the big barrel. So mel you take out five barrels because it's one shot. Only one pitcher fits into the barrel. For hode mishtakli tray. One case is no, where two pitches fit into the barrel. So avada, you have these big barrels. Avada, it's better to fill the big barrels to the top with two pitches and carry out in one shot than carry out the different shots. For the mishtakli, tlosa, over the kuri de harfani. One is the type of barrels, drashed kufani, baharfani, a type of a basket. The basket of harfani, they mean smaller baskets that you can put three into one big barrel. since you could put three like pitchers into one barrel, it's kedai to do that way. So now you're only carrying out five big barrels. But inside the barrels are 15 pitches. That's the teretz. There's no machlokes here. It just depends how many pitches could fit into the barrel. Said Rashi, Akadim koi. For loy pligi, there's no machlokes here. Vochi koma. Biyud ubetezvov yifne beoisan he kupois. That means the 10 or 15 small pitches you have, put them into the five big barrels and carry out the five big barrels the way they are. That's what they hold. And everybody holds this way. He saw the mishtakli chadechoda bakupa. Ha de toni. Ha de tanya. Dalvei, that says 4 and 5. Fulay nochas, the minyan doesn't say more. Dekadin ari bekadin gedelo. We're talking about big pitches. The mishtakli chadechoda. You can only put one pitcher into the big barrel. Vach de toni biyud betesvob. That says 10 or 15. Ari bekadin benanim. Medium sized pitches. Dekadin katanim, real smaller pitches. Eser the mishtakli tred kupam. 10 means you can fit 2 pitches into the barrel. Tezvav means you can fit 3 into the barrel. Yeah, there's no machlokes. Iboilu, put them on another shayla now. New shayla. Iboilu hu. Hani yabo v'chomish tikoma. That didn't say you take out 4 or 5 pitches of barrels from the room. You want to clean out the room because you want orchem to sit there or you want to learn there. You clean out 4 or 5. Afagav yisle orchem tuva. Doesn't mean even though you have a lot of guests. So there's not enough kumina how many guests you have. You can't take out more than 4 or 5. And this will be scored. This is the shaila according to the first mandiyama. And the first mandiyama said it means 4 and 5 bediyik. So 4 or 5 bediyik is the question. 4 and 5 means for no matter how many guests you have, it's only 4 and 5. Oydil manein hakol ofiya orchim. It depends how many orchim you have. It means for each one guest you have, you're allowed to empty out the space of 5 barrels. Let's say you have 3 orchim coming, you can empty out the space in 15 barrels. That's the shiloh. Because when it says 4 and 5, does it mean for everybody or just for each one separately? Trashi boilu, klod rashi alibu de Rav Chisda. The shiloh is only according to Rav Chisda. That paskin, the Mishnah says 4 and 5, it means bediyik. You only have had to carry out either 4 from a small oitzer or 5 barrels from a big oitzer. So now, does it mean for each guest or not for all the guests? And if you want to say lekula, no, it depends. Like for every single guest, you're allowed to take out another 4 and 5. Chad gavra mafti lekula. Are you allowed to let one person clean out all the barrels? From the place, if you have 5 guests, so you're allowed to clean out 25 barrels. It's a lot of work. Are you allowed to let one person do it? No, you have to tell the guests, you want to come and sit down? Each one come and take out 5 barrels outside and make room for you to sit down. But one person can't do more than 5. That's already too much tircha. We're only Matthew for the do like this. That's the shayla. Toshima, come in here, I'll bring you right here.